You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Fly Day, because every day is a Fly Day here at Drone You. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
And you're listening to another great episode of Ask Drone You. And today we're going to be talking about government contracting work, right, Rob?
We are going to talk about that. We have a great question from one of our members, actually. Appreciate it. And by the way, guys, if you have a question, go to askdroneyou.com. Get it in. We'll do our very best to get it on.
But before you do that, if you do have a question, it may be a good idea to search on YouTube through all of our podcasts that have been uploaded via video. YouTube is a great way to search it. I know iTunes search absolutely blows. I know Stitcher search blows. YouTube is the way to find a question that may have been asked before, so make sure you check that out. But guys, welcome. We're excited. We're not going to rant too much. We ranted a lot on the last show. And really, that was us getting warmed up for this next series.
Yeah, cut us a little break. It had been a while.
We like to talk to you guys, or at least feel like we're talking to you guys.
Yeah, talk to each other.
So feelings that count, right?
That's right. Sometimes. Right. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Anyways.
Shall we just jump right in today?
Let's just...
I feel like we're kind of stumbling here a little bit.
Plow into it.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'll be brief and hopefully succinct. With the term infrastructure being bandied about by the current administration and the prospect of earning a living by offering various SUAS services, what course of action would you both suggest I take to approach the federal government? And what sectors therein do you believe hold the most profit potential? Thank you both for your hard work and fascinating presentations.
Nick, thank you very much for the question. It is a good one. It's an intense one. I mean, this is more in need of like a dissertation to really get into this. It's actually pretty deep.
Yeah.
And there's a lot involved.
Step number one, hire a lobbyist. Step number two, get 200 grand. Step number three, give it to the lobbyist. Step number four, take a really old, crotchety, geriatric congressman to lunch and tell him what you want to accomplish and give him the 200 grand with your lobbyist there. Podcast over.
And it's like an investment. And then you make 2 million.
This is America. This is real life. If you think I'm joking at all, you're high.
America.
All right. Now let's talk about what you actually realistically need for government contracting. If you want to get a detailed list, just check out your local resource for small business stuff. That's www.sba.gov. In fact, a lot of people asked me a long time ago when I won the business competition and challenge at UNM, where both you and I graduated from. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even go to the business school. And I would say that I think the reason for my success was I went to SBA.gov long, long time ago, printed out the entire how to complete a business plan,
yep,
and then did every single thing they did. And then they're like, in order to create a really good business plan, you need to ask yourself the difficult questions. How is this going to work? How are you going to find the time? Who's going to do this?
What are you going to pay for it?
What if this doesn't work? What's your competitive advantage? What if someone comes up, you know, like, and I think it was having answers to those questions that really made the difference. But
yeah, and the SBA has really great resources for everything that Paul just mentioned, as well as registering and getting set up to pursue government contracting, because there is a lot of registration and setup type stuff that you have to do, like a DUNS number. Which we won't necessarily go into the details of some of these things because you can read about them.
We can't go into the details of them. We simply don't have time. And no offense, I don't want to bore you to death. So the first step is definitely understanding that you need a DUNS number. That is the first step. But also, you've got to make sure that you have classified your company based on the established size standards that the federal government uses. If you're ready to begin registering to do business with the government, make sure you follow those steps to certify your business as a small business in order to obtain the registrations you need to begin bidding on government proposals. Maybe we should do this. We've got enough online classes to educate the whole government on flying drones anyway. So
there you go.
Anyway, the next step that you need to do is register your business with the System of Award Management, or a SAM. The third step that you need to do is find the NAICS codes for your company. You may also find that you need a North American Industry Classification System code for administrative, contracting, and tax purposes.
I just want to mention, when it comes to things like that, the NAICS code, you might actually have a hard time finding one that pertains to drones, to UAS at this point. So you might just kind of have to find something that's reasonably close to what you're trying to do with your business, and that'll be fine.
Yeah, totally. So, all right, next thing you need to do is obtain past performance evaluations. So businesses interested in getting on the U.S. General Services or GSA schedule for contracts should obtain Open Ratings, Inc. past performance evaluation. The Open Ratings and a Dun & Bradstreet company and conducts an independent audit of customer references and calculates a rating based on statistical analysis of various performance data and survey responses. I gotta say, for the government actually trying to set up a system to say this is how businesses should work with the government, and then they hire an entity that is a subcontractor of themselves to grade people, seems kind of flawed.
That's the system we have.
Just going to throw that out there.
Indeed.
All right.
Let's see. So actually, there's a place that you can go. It's the Federal Business Opportunities. Because one of the things that Nick asked was, what do we see as maybe some of the more profit potential areas? And that's challenging to answer, frankly, without digging in and going and looking at all the things that are out there. But you can go to the Federal Business Opportunities site, where they actually list all of the contracts that are available that are over $25,000. Less than $25,000, it's a little trickier to get, but you can request them from the government, and you can kind of get a sense of what's out there. What we've learned just in talking to people and over the years in business and so forth is, for somebody that's smaller, one of the better ways, not the only way, but one of the better ways is to look for the larger government contractors who are already working with the government and work to get involved with them. So you're still going to have to set up your company the way that we just discussed. But then try to develop a relationship with those guys to get your foot into the door, because they've already done the work with the government. You can do the work with them and then start to get a feel about how you can start to go directly to the government, because it's not just a window in a building that you walk up to and say, hey, I want to do work for the government. I don't think they make it that easy, but it's doable.
I think it is doable. I think if you have persistence, anything is possible. In fact, let me read a little quote here for you guys. I think this is going to be important, because I kind of disagree with Rob here, and I know that's okay. There is a whole movie about how someone created a multi-billion dollar business by selling guns to the government by themselves.
I'm not saying it's not possible. like I said, I didn't say it's the only way.
Here, let me read you this quote, I think we should just end on this. Nothing in this world can take the place of persistence.
Absolutely.
Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful people with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated failures. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent.
Omnipotent. But what I would say, and what I would add is, there's wisdom. So if you've got two doors, one you can just open and walk through, but it might be a little bit longer path to get to where you're going. The door next to it is locked and you got to beat the crap out of yourself to try to open it. You might just want to go through the one that will open for you.
What if the door that opens for you is a long, steep hill to get to your end
point?
They're
both going to be long, steep hills.
Oh.
Mind you. I don't think...
The analogy just went out the window.
I don't think you're going to avoid the long, steep hill.
I'm not going to take either door. I'm going for the window, Rob.
Fair enough. And I believe that about you. And there's probably something to that. Anyways, the point is there's more than one way to pursue this. It really just kind of depends on, I don't know, the energy that you have, maybe connections that you have. That's an important piece to this. Maybe you know somebody that works for the government.
True.
And you can talk directly to them. And there's a lot of factors that go into this. But,
there are. And there's a lot of factors that we're not talking about. Like, what type of drones can you use if you actually work for federal contractors? Because, surprise, there's a lot that you cannot use. And there's some very high-level, high-detail issues in regards to that. We kind of talked a little bit about this in one of our previous shows in regards to data transmission when inspecting critical infrastructure. There are certain drones that are not ITAR compliant. I know this is something that's being looked into. In fact, I actually just got in a, I wouldn't call it an argument, but in a conversation with one of the, I think his name is Ken, and he runs a lot of the DJI-based kind of sites, and he provides customer service for DJI. Think of him like a DJI's American Facebook presence, think of him like that. And I was mentioning this data issue, and he was like, well, you got to understand, Paul, if you just turn off your phone or your tablet or whatever you're using to monitor images being taken, that there is no way for image transmission to actually occur. That is true. But what happens when you go back into the app another time and all that information is catchied onto your phone and then the data goes back up anyway? So
yeah,
it's a very serious issue. If you notice, NPS in their latest drone exploratory program used all 3DR stuff. We're seeing more and more defense contractors using Textron, Arion drones. And we're seeing, you know, 3DR really kind of make a comeback. I know that sounds weird, but 3DR is an American company. They're not sending all their data back to China.
Right.
Whether you have your phone turned off or your phone turned on as far as cellular data and Wi-Fi goes. I know this is a serious issue. Ken said there's a new app coming out. I think that could totally solve the problem. But one thing Ken has to understand is that it's not him talking pilots into using DJI versus not using DJI for industrial inspections. It's what the government thinks.
Right.
You know what I mean? It doesn't matter what he says. What matters is we are the federal government and we will pay you to do this job if you do it in this way.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, the
guidelines are going to be very strict.
And they are very strict. And that's something you guys have to be aware of, is if you're familiar with flying DJI, you're going to be, your percentage of getting a job is going to be less than 1%.
Yeah, no, that's an interesting point and something very much important to be aware of.
Which, by the way, I just want to say this really quick to Ken. It doesn't make me happy saying this. Like, it's a really real issue. I would love to see our government use DJI drones more often because they're in my opinion, they're the best drones in the world as far as consumer drones go. There's nothing more convenient, easier to fly, more fun to fly, more capable, more practical. But there is a very serious issue right now with ITAR compliance, and that needs to be solved in order for our government to say, we would love you to take care of these jobs, but you've got to do it in this manner.
Yeah, absolutely. And Paul, something else that I think we should mention that we haven't is there are categories of businesses that will receive preferential treatment by the government, including women-owned businesses, minority-owned businesses.
Veterans
is a tremendous opportunity. So if you're a veteran and you're interested in getting into this, you know, there are things you can do. Like if you've got a local community college, and I know this because of the area that I'm from, the local community college has something like this. There's a group, a business group within that college, and they help veterans. It's sort of an entrepreneurial group, and they help veterans get connected to these opportunities. Or just your local VA office, they might be able to help you get connected to these opportunities. So if you fall into one of those groups, you have an advantage. So nothing wrong with taking advantage of that advantage.
Government contracts, long and the short, can be a great source of revenue. You're going to find a bigger barrier to entry. It's not impossible. The money is great. Even better is the fact that the money is always guaranteed. And even better than that is that the money is backed by the good old U.S. government. And chances are, if you do a good job, they're going to stick with you. So I think that there's a lot of opportunity. You just have to be very cognizant of how you do jobs, what's going to be delivered, and the perception of how you do those jobs. So
yeah, and don't forget, it's still relationships. Just 100%. Because it's government doesn't mean the relationship aspect goes away, which is something obviously we talk about a lot.
Totally true.
That still remains.
Totally true. In fact, if you guys are in the drone community, you've heard me talk about this. I'm currently working on, you talk about relationships. I'm having to correct our local government, our state and local offices on what is drone law. Like they're not taking the time to research it.
Clearly.
Yeah, it's a joke. So I have to bring them together with the federal government, the FAA, and educate them on what is actually drone law, because someone else created a relationship with this group of people and has been consistently feeding them lies for the last year.
Well, and yeah, there's probably some lying involved in that, but also just ignorance or just
absolute
totally
ignorance.
Disregard for the current reality. It's fascinating.
Yeah, it really is fascinating. But that being said, is that this particular lady created this relationship with this other pilot in town who has been feeding her this misinformation for such a long time. And even though it got me so upset, it's ruined opportunity for jobs. I was taken off of the film vendor list for a long time because of this for lack of a better word, excuse me. And the thing is to remember is that being angry, being rash, argumentative, and defensive is not going to get you anywhere. You have to be able to build a relationship with someone, whether you hate them or not, based off of facts, based off of fundamental information, and based off of, we go back to what we talked about in the last podcast, a willingness to do what's right. And I will say, as much as this has made me mad, as much as I'm trying to explain the point that you can create relationships on either good information or bad information, the point is that you have to understand that relationships is not just this big, overall, vague, pithy statement. Relationships really do control everything in your business. And if someone's created a relationship that's been bad on you, like it's happened to me, you've got to learn. And this is a really hard thing for me to learn, Rob. I still get pissed off to this very second thinking about this entire issue. But if it wasn't for the moment sitting in her office where I just had to like take a chill pill and say like, look, I'm not trying to argue with you. I'm just trying to tell you what the law is. And if I can't do that, I'll have the FAA do it, because you clearly don't believe me or trust me. And that's because of a relationship that she created with someone else and believed them to a T. My point is, if you can create a relationship that someone perceives as true based off of bad information, and you see how powerful that can be, imagine how powerful the relationships can be if they're built on truth, if they're built on ethics, if they're built on morality, if they're built on actually helping people out. And I think that's a lesson that everyone should really think about. It's not, these lessons aren't something that we just learn and then we always know the answer. It's something that we continually have to grow and we continually have to learn. And for me, that's hard. It's really, really hard, Rob.
It is hard.
Because sometimes I just want to shake people.
Yeah.
And just be like, what are you thinking?
I hear you. So. I know. No, you're right. It's hard. It's not always easy. Relationships are not always easy. In fact, they're rarely easy.
When are relationships easy? You know what relationship is easy? My relationship with Ilker. This is the best producer ever.
That's awesome.
That is an easy relationship.
Yes.
He makes it easy, by the way. It's definitely not because of me. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
And you're watching Ask a Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.